This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Governor Evers signed a series of bills into law last week aimed at preventing human trafficking. The new legislation included a bipartisan effort to create a new human trafficking council within the State Department of Justice, create more funding for grant programs that support victims, and require certain employers to train employees on identifying and preventing human trafficking. Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire sat on the Speaker's task force that put forward a lot of these proposals. She said earlier this year that laws like these emphasize that collective action is needed to deal with the issue.
Human trafficking is one of those crimes where we don't often have a victim who is calling 911 to report that crime. If any of us had our car stolen, you better believe that we would, you know, grab the phone right away. And so when we are talking about fighting the crime of human trafficking, we need to empower people in the community to know what it looks like, because it doesn't look like it does on Law and Order and various movies. It has a different approach to it, and to be able to say something seems off here.
We're taking a look at the issue of human trafficking in Wisconsin and how well the state does at preventing and responding to these crimes. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How important of an issue is human trafficking to you? Have you worked on issues like this in your own community? Join in with your thoughts, your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. A note that this conversation may include descriptions of incidents that could be unsettling or disturbing. If you or a loved one needs help with human trafficking and the consequences of it, you can call the 24/7 National Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888. You can also text 233-733. Jan Miyazaki is director of Project Respect, a Dane County-based anti-human trafficking organization that promotes prevention, intervention, and survivor empowerment. Jan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Let's start off with the very basics here. How do we define what human trafficking is in the first place?
Wow. So that, I don't think there's any short answer. Mm-hmm. There is a difference between how we define it between juveniles and adults. So human trafficking for juveniles is the procurement, harboring, transporting, any way that a child is delivered for the purpose of a commercial sex act or for some kind of labor exploitation for anything of value. With adults, the law looks for elements of force, fraud, or coercion to establish that trafficking has occurred.
And people might think of something of human trafficking as something that happens elsewhere, not in Wisconsin. I know by the very nature of it, it might be hard to put numbers on, but it does exist. It is something that happens clearly in Wisconsin, right, Jan?
Yes. It happens sort of anywhere, rural or urban, because the demand to purchase sex, for instance, you know, crosses all lines and is ultimately what propagates this kind of exploitation.
Is this part of the problem that we need a solution for, that we need a better understanding of the scope of the problem? Do we need to be doing more just to know how widespread this is?
I mean, I think that's a good first step. And one of the pieces of legislation that passed that you mentioned was the establishing of a human trafficking council. And one of the council's tasks is to do data collection. And I think that is important because we need to have a better sense of how this is occurring in our state. It's a really, I think, a good effort to start with. It's bringing together the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and the Department of Children and Families. And ideally, I think if you're working at prevention, we would want to also include the public health department. But it's really an important new council. Its job will be to do data collection, and then not only to collect it, but to analyze it, because we need people who can crunch the data.
one of those pieces of new legislation I mentioned that just got signed into law, one that mandates human trafficking training for employees at a bunch of different places, residential facilities, hotels, motels, adult entertainment establishments, public transit workers. Can you talk about what kind of training might be useful in helping people spot human trafficking in progress?
Well, I mean, I think that's a that's helpful. What I thought was really valuable inside of that legislation was particularly training to those who work in community-based residential facilities. Mm-hmm. And when we think of those kinds of places, we often think of senior citizen facilities, but it also includes facilities for folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities are just more likely to become victims of sexual assault. They're more vulnerable and more vulnerable to human trafficking. So I think what's really important about that was in the kind of group homes or housing, assisted living for people with this disability.
Jan Miyazaki is with us, director of Project Respect. That's a group in Dane County that works on anti-human trafficking efforts, promotes prevention, intervention, survivor empowerment. You can join in at 800-642-1234 as we talk about the issue and new state legislation. Again, that's 800-642-1234. Jan, I wanted to ask about your work with survivors in particular. What kind of things do you do at Project Respect to help them?
The survivor identifies, you know, what is driving this, and often it might be issues around economic insecurity and housing insecurity. It could be some kind of health issue. So it can depend, but we do offer here mental health therapy, peer support group, intensive case management, really, you know, breaking down the barriers that exist within our systems to victims accessing needed services. We do accompaniment to interviews, whether it's with law enforcement or forensic nurse examiners, you know, just to name a few.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Paul joins us in Toma. Paul, hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Everything your guest just mentioned is exactly what's kind of happening to a woman that I met in Arizona. I'm a former retired Department of Defense employee, so I've been through that trafficking in persons many times. When I was out there in Arizona, I lived in a junkyard, kind of a guy's dream come true. And so we got a lot of the homeless coming through there, and a woman came through looking for help. She wasn't looking for money. She was looking for somebody to buy her books. And I said, sure, I can do that. And as I got to know her, I believe she may be what's called a mule, where she's a good-looking lady, 54 years old, undergraduate master's degree, and I worked with a friend of mine who's retired borderline patrol in who lives in Phoenix. And it sounds like she's in a situation that she can't get out of for health, economics, housing, all of these issues, and she's in kind of what's called a panic mode. My friend who's retired law enforcement said that could be the drug MDMA, and that who's ever trafficking her is using her as a mule. Everywhere she went, she carried a black plastic bag. Mm-hmm. My friend said, be careful if you ever look in that. You might have a decision to make.
Paul, thanks for the call. I don't want to go too deep into the particular details there, but Jan, if someone is in Paul's situation, suspects someone they know or interact with is being trafficked, I would have no idea what to do. What is out there? What kind of resources could they reach out towards?
First, I want to say that in terms of screening and identifying victims, we're really looking at addressing the drivers of trafficking. So for us, we're going to be partnering with those. He mentioned this potential victim as being homeless. We partner with folks who are serving this community so that we can access the consumers of their services and get to know them and build relationships so that over time they will trust us and disclose to us the nature of their circumstances. In regard to the caller, You know, in our community, the Madison Police Department has a tip line. And so that is specifically for human trafficking. I don't know what community in Wisconsin you're calling from, but you could give a tip to your police department, or you could give a tip to the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
Thanks for the call, Paul. We're talking about human trafficking here in Wisconsin, new state laws aimed at preventing it and detecting it. Our guest is Jan Miyazaki, director of the Dane County-based social service agency Project Respect. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you received training on human trafficking prevention or intervention, maybe in your line of work or in your community? Do you have questions about what we can do about the problem? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're picking up our talk with Jan Miyazaki, director of Project Respect, a Dane County-based organization that works on anti-human trafficking projects, including prevention and survivor empowerment. She's with us today to talk about human trafficking in Wisconsin after Governor Evers signed a new set of bipartisan laws aimed at reducing trafficking and supporting victims. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want to see Wisconsin do when it comes to preventing human trafficking? What questions do you have? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Jan, we talked in particular about that training that was for many people in many lines of work when it comes to human trafficking. In this new package of legislation, what are the other things that might have stood out to you as being particularly important?
Rob, what I wanted to add caller, mm-hmm. Sure. It might answer the question that the caller had, is that inside of the Human Trafficking Council, it calls for someone within any local law enforcement, you know, municipal law enforcement, county law enforcement, that somebody have the job of coordination, prevention, training, and enforcement, that somebody would be the point person. And so I think, you know, we're fortunate in Dane County to have someone like that. But the Human Trafficking Council legislation calls for that. And so I think that's really great to have somebody to be designated to do all the training and prevention work, or at least to coordinate it.
I know a concern in the past, Jan, is that a victim of trafficking, especially sex-related trafficking, might be concerned about being charged with a crime as something related to prostitution themselves if they were to report this. Is this something you see changing in law enforcement and prosecution over time?
You know, from the victim service provider standpoint, you know, we are really mindful of victims' rights and why they come forward and how important it is to ensure their privacy. And so there's no so to come to a victim service provider, we take a victim-centered approach. The victim, and talking about adult victims can tell us whether or not they want law enforcement involved. The law enforcement that we partner with most frequently are trained and are not looking to make those kinds of arrests, but trying to get to, you know, the larger crime, which would be the trafficking. I would point out that something that didn't pass, though, is that we still have on the books in Wisconsin the crime of juvenile prostitution. And ideally, we would like to get that off the books simply because that conflicts with the juvenile anti-human trafficking or sex trafficking legislation. To get that off the books and then to sort of undertake, you know, a study to determine how we can provide needed social services to those young people.
Are there systemic things you'd like to see, Jan, done to make sure that people who are vulnerable to trafficking are less vulnerable? And that I can imagine that taking a lot of different forms. Are there wider changes you'd like to see?
Wow, where do I start? I think that the concern that you raised about a victim being charged with prostitution, I think that if they're not identified as a victim, but more as a perpetrator of a crime, then, you know, they get that charge, and that charge can really impact their ability to get jobs, to get housing. And so, you know, good, you know, systemic change move would be to, you know, to expand the current expungement provisions in the Wisconsin statutes to include, you know, any offense where a victim was induced or compelled to commit while they were trafficked. Because right now there were just some few named offenses. But that is one that could be a real game changer in the person's life.
Doing the work you do in Dane County, Jen, other people might look in and say, yes, we'd like to have something like Project Respect in our community. If they're some kind of service provider or in law enforcement, or the list goes on. If someone wanted to do a similar project in their part of the state, how would you recommend they get started?
You know, there are a number of programs that I know that are sprouting up here in our state. And, you know, I encourage that. There is a set of standards and core competencies that were established by in 2017 by the Wisconsin Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force, led by DOJ and DCF, that they can look up, so that that could be really helpful. We could be providing education to those who want to open up these kinds of facilities to help prepare them to meet those standards if they are not yet there. And then there's kind of a step down where folks might be interested in sponsoring a host home, and again, helping to understand what the regulations are around host home, and then how to, you know, meet that requirement.
Jen Miyazaki is with us, director of Project Respect, a Dane County-based social service agency that provides services to people victimized by sex trafficking. The state has a series of new laws just signed in, bipartisan bills passed into law, dealing with different components of that issue. Jen, the National Anti-Sex Trafficking Organization Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin and a lot of other states F grades on report cards for sex trafficking response, prevention, and training. Now, it's not your organization, it's another one, but do you see in Wisconsin and other states just a lack of effort, a lack of programs to try to deal with trafficking?
Well, I would expect that after these three pieces of legislation, that score should improve, because what Shared Hope International is looking at are the rules and the laws and what we have in place. I think that if we enact a safe harbor legislation, which is taking juvenile prostitution off the books, I think we would jump up significantly even more. So Shared Hope International is looking at those kinds of pieces when they grade a state. And I think looking at the new legislation, I think will already elevate us. And then looking forward, would love to see the elimination of juvenile prostitution and the enactment of what we call safe harbor legislation for kids that are would formerly have been classified as juvenile prostitutes, which is completely a misnomer.
One aspect of the new legislation is grants to help victims of sex trafficking. What kind of resources would you like to see? What kind of things would be helpful in helping people who have been through this to come out as best they can on the other side?
No, you know, Rob, I couldn't confirm if that one passed, but okay. It would have been great if it has, or if yes. I mean, I think it would get to that need to provide some seed money on the ground for people to do a pilot program in their community, inside maybe of an existing sexual assault center, or inside of a child advocacy center, because that might not be enough to fully establish something independent. But I think that would be great to do that. I'm hoping you're right I'm hoping that it passed.
I believe that did. I will try to double check that. Or at least some grant money was signed in on one of these bills. I'm not sure if the full proposed package was. Jan, we haven't talked about one part of the problem, the perpetrators of sex trafficking. Are we doing enough, do you think, to pursue them? What do you see if we need more? What kind of changes would you like to see?
Well, you know, it is the case that it is the demand for purchased sex or the demand for, you know, cheap labor that drives and propagates this, right? So that is a fact. However, I think if we address what creates the vulnerabilities, that we could starve that demand. And so, you know, there are those that are really looking at demand responses, and that can be really effective. I know that law enforcement and others are looking, you know, continuously look at that. But from a victim service provider end of it, I want to kind of work on this even further upstream, mm-hmm. and, you know, deal with the conditions that, you know, make people vulnerable and kind of starve off this demand.
Jan, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Jan Miyazaki, director of Project Respect, a Dane County-based social service agency that provides services to people victimized in sex trafficking. She was with us today to talk about human trafficking in Wisconsin and a new set of bipartisan bills signed into law by Governor Evers to help combat the issue. If you or a loved one needs help dealing with human trafficking, the National Human Trafficking Hotline is available 24 hours a day. You can call 888-373-7888. That's 888-373-7888. Or text the number 233-733. Again, 233-733. Coming up tomorrow on The Morning Show, dig into the world of metal detecting here in Wisconsin and around the world and find out why people are questing to find buried curiosities. And you could start joining in right now. Email ideas@wpr.org. Is this a hobby of yours, or have you given it a try going around looking for whatever you find with a metal detector? Are you a fan of that show? What is it? The Detectorists, I think it's called. The one from the UK. I know it's got a big fan base as well. You could join that conversation right now. Email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org. Then tune in tomorrow morning at 8 here on the Ideas Network.